Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Hi there. Welcome to the Buzz Archive Friday. Hope you got something cool coming up this weekend. A little chance for you to maybe do something fun, get away, do something that makes you relax. Hope you got that for you for Saturday or Sunday. I will tell you, like I've said it before, we get a lot of requests for the Buzz 24/7s and Ask the Buzzes and Who's the Douchebags. And we got a Who's the Douchebag for you today. Settle in and figure out what side you're on this one, everybody, for Archive Friday here on The Buzz.
Dr. Douchebag.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Huge douchebag.
Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag now?
Hey, what's up, douchebag? Hey, what's up, douchebags? How's it going? You can send in your douchebag type of entries. Maybe you got a situation and you don't know, man, am I being a douchebag here? Or are they? Those kind of situations are perfect for Who's the Douchebag. And the great thing about it is you can write it in anonymously and get some opinions and see maybe you're in the wrong and you just don't realize it. So anyway, that's what it's all about. You can send it to greg@morningbuzz.com or laura@morningbuzz.com. And it's brought to you by our friends at On the Buy Marketplace, Portsmouth Avenue in Exeter and Route 1 in Scarborough. Call them if you got a holiday catering. You need got a holiday party? They'll cater it, man. Awesome. Any size holiday gathering, they can handle it, from party platters and more. And you can pre-order your holiday roasts and such. On the Buy Marketplace. Check them out. Good folks.
Nice people.
Nice people. All right. It's funny that we had a Rick on the phone earlier. Stop.
It's funny that he said, don't hate me. My name is Rick.
And why would he say that, Scotty?
Because we hate all Ricks.
No, we don't.
You don't like stepdads.
Tell them the line.
You're not my dad, Rick.
Exactly.
I hate you.
Yeah. No, not you don't have to say I hate you.
Oh, but I mean, that's usually what follows. Is you're not my dad, Rick. I hate you. My mom could do better.
The subject line in this particular Who's the Douchebag is, I know he's not my dad. And so, ladies and gentlemen, on the eve of Thanksgiving, the family holiday, we present to you today's Who's the Douchebag? Godfather.
Godfather.
For years, I have questioned whether my dad is actually my biological father. I don't look anything like him, or my younger brother or sister. Plus, he actually told me on more than one occasion I wasn't his kid. For almost 20 years, I've joked with my mom that I had another father. She's been adamant all this time I was being silly, just like my dad. So at the age of 36, I finally went and had my DNA tested. It said that my country of origin was 97% British Isle. The man who plays my father is Italian. I then had my younger sister tested, and without a doubt, she is only my half-sister. Now that I found out the truth, I'm not sure how to approach my mom. I think she just wanted this to be true, but it isn't. We have an older half-brother who we knew had another father, but now I think that his father might also be mine. I'm also worried that this revelation might uncover some infidelity on her part and cause major rifts in her family and my family. Hey, I love my father, but I'm slightly peeved at her, and I'm definitely tired of living this lie. Do I have to, or is it time to come clean with this? My question is, if I do bring this up, am I the douchebag? Was she the douchebag for hiding it or ignoring it? You're not my dad, Rick.
Well, she's not the douchebag.
Or
she just wants to know. Yeah, she wants to know where she came from. That's all.
Yeah. But she was.
Isn't that funny that you assumed it's a woman? I assumed it's a guy.
I assumed it was a guy.
I don't know why.
Oh, I thought I assumed it's a girl.
Because we need to know.
Why?
And I don't know. I just did. And
I don't know why I assumed it was a guy. I can't answer that. It's interesting.
The whole time
though.
I thought it was a guy.
And the fact that she or he, wait, what is it? Do we know?
We don't.
Oh, okay.
The email address is
go
not
with girl.
A name.
The fact that she did all this, that's fine. But she brought her sister to get her DNA tested.
No, Laura. It could be. Yeah, but you don't have to do anything like that. You don't have to bring her. You could submit it. You could just swab something. She may not even know.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. So she's getting information from her sister, sending that in, finds out her sister. I want to know if her sister knows.
I think she just could have been adopted. Isn't that a possibility?
I think it could have been like I don't think that her sister could be unknowing.
Okay. Because I'm thinking like your sister probably is involved now. People are knowing.
Could be a toothbrush. Could be anything.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I see it on TV all the time. Could be a strand of hair.
Yeah, strand of hair.
Yeah, something like that. You know? You know, I look, maybe I'm a jerk and maybe I'm just looking at this wrong. What's your hardship? What's the problem? Did you have a bad childhood?
No, I mean, she feels like she's different. Greg, you read their letters. The dad has said, "You're not my child."
I took the way that was written as they may have been joking with that. I don't know. But the thing is, I don't know. I mean, if you say this, you're going to disrupt the family. There's no question.
Oh, yeah.
Is that where you know what you know? You know what's true. What's to be gained other than disrupting the family? What's to be gained?
Well, there's plenty of kids that are adopted and want to find out who their real parents are, where they came from. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
But I think I think he or she knows.
I don't think she does. Clearly, she's questioning the whole thing.
Well, I think she's got the candidate that, you know, that's right, the father from the British Isles, that first father. I guess.
You just,
I thought it was an indication.
Doesn't mean she doesn't love her mom or dad, the people that have raised her, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I kind of assumed now you had the answer that it was the other father, that your brother's father, right? Your half-brother's father.
Well, now you want to know,
My inference was that he said, I think that's my dad. Okay, well then you know. What good is it going to be to disrupt
really
the family?
Know. She thinks. She doesn't know. He or she.
Mm-hmm. It's a tough one.
But I would think...
If she brings it up, or he brings it up, are they a douchebag?
No.
Is it possible that the mom doesn't really know who the dad is?
Oh,
like,
boy.
If it's the first husband and she went back and had sex with her first husband after she was with husband number two, you know, I mean, that's infidelity and that's going to cause
a problem. Or maybe there was a temporary break in their relationship that she doesn't know about. Maybe you know?
Yeah, and maybe she's unaware. So maybe you go in and you level this at her and you make some sort of claim or allegation that's really not fair. This is complicated.
Yeah, somebody wrote, perhaps both parents wanted to keep this a secret. But why would the father then be saying, hey, you're not my kid?
He might be just fooling around.
You love, yeah.
You don't look like me, ha ha ha, you're not my kid. But maybe deep down inside, the father really thought, like.
Yeah, but maybe the dad was just joking around.
Yeah,
maybe it's that running joke.
I do it when the kids do something dumb, I say it all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've said it to my, you're not my kid. If you think that, you can't be my kid.
Or if they get really good grades, I want to make them feel good,
definitely
too.
Not my kid if you're on the honor roll, right, Scotty?
The way the letter's written, though, it doesn't sound like that.
Okay. I don't know. I guess I kind of thought maybe it was. And maybe I put my own kind of want of that. I don't know. I do wonder, though. I mean, look at what's going to happen if you bring it up and it explodes. Look at the damage, the collateral damage that'll be done. And then you have to weigh your need versus everybody else's. And you can argue that that's not fair. I'm not saying that that's not right. But that's what you have to weigh. You know? If you go to your mom and you bring it up just to her privately, and it's a private conversation that you promise to keep quiet and not blow it up, well, that's the way to go. Right?
Yeah.
There's part of me that thinks you're the douchebag. The writer is the douchebag.
Well, they have a right to know.
Yeah. Well, they have a right to know.
You have a right to know.
But I think that through the letter, I think he knows, or she knows. Yeah. That's my thing.
You don't think you know if you're like 75% sure.
Right. Well, I mean,
you could bug her for the rest of her life.
Just my opinion. Based upon what I read and the way I interpreted it, I think that they think that the dad is the guy that they know. And if you blow it up, which you kind of said you wanted to do, then you're the douchebag. I fully think you should talk to her privately and keep your mouth shut. Because what good is going to come of it?
A sense of closure and peace of knowing who...
He's got that. If he brings it up to her, if he brings it up to her and has that conversation,
why'd she write the letter?
If
she has a sense of peace already?
If she brings it up and doesn't blow it up, there's a difference between bringing it up with the mom privately, right, agreeing to keep it quiet. That's fine. If you blow it up and make a public thing about it, then I think you are the douchebag.
I'm just saying, she wouldn't have written the letter if she had a sense of peace.
Well, then who's the douchebag?
The rest of the family, or the mom, or whoever, it's not telling her.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody but her.
So now everybody's in it. Everybody's in on it. I don't know.
Whoever is in on it. Okay. That's who the douchebag is.
All right. I don't know. I don't even know if she may know. Maybe she does. Scotty, who's the douchebag?
The family. She has a right to know.
It's not the family. It's
the mother.
The mother or the person that wrote the letter. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it would make you a douche for bringing it up. I'm going to say the mom. It's hard to say.
You got her growling.
And I hate growling.
I'm worried that the revelation might uncover some infidelity on her part and cause a major rift in her family and my family. I'm slightly angry at her, and I'm definitely tired of living this lie.
It's bugging her.
Are you okay?
It's bugging her.
Are you a good person? Were you brought up well? Did anybody mistreat you?
I know, but you have
Greg,
a right.
I
understand you want to know.
She's got a right
to
know. It's your parents.
I get it. I get it.
I don't know.
No, don't say I don't know. I understand it. I'm trying to highlight the fact that it could have been way worse. I mean, do you want to know and do you deserve to know? Yes. But blowing it up, that's where I don't blow up the family. If you want to do it in a private conversation with your mother quietly and not tell anybody, that's between you and your mom, and that's how it should be done.
Your mom didn't see this coming. She should have been prepared, and she should have already talked to you.
That's a conversation you should have with her, or she should have with her, alone and in private. Nobody else has to know.
Somebody says, maybe if she brings it up, say, hey, everyone's sending in their DNA to find out the country of origin they were from. Wouldn't that be exciting to do?
No, you just talk to the mom.
Talk to her quietly, privately. If you talk to anybody else about it or you do it in front of anybody, you're the douchebag.
It's all right. Like Mamma Mia. I never saw Mamma Mia.
I don't know that movie either. Anyway, so there it is. There it is. There's the, you saw it. All right.
Won awards? Is it good?
Love ABBA.
Scotty loved Mamma Mia.
Yeah, they didn't know who the dad was. And then when she finally was like, I don't really want to know because I have three dads. And I could have three, you know, one of you. So now I'm going to take all of you.
If bringing it up is going to disrupt the family, find a way to do it that won't. That's mine. Because if you do it with intentions and knowing it's going to blow up the family, then I'm pinning it on you. I may be the unpopular person, but that's how I feel after I read this. All right, everybody, 888-556-7625. Our votes don't count. Yours do. All right? Who's the douchebag? The writer or the mom? Okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let's start off with Sam. What's up, Sam?
Hey, how's it going, Greg?
Who's the douchebag here, bro?
I think the writer, she's the douchebag if she brings up the whole family. Totally agree. I think she's got to... Don't talk to the mom about it because the mom's probably got that section of her life blocked out.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to the dad. Present the information to him because the man of the house should be able to run it, take care of it. And if he's got to put a lid on it, he'll tell her the right story. He'll put the lid on it. Who knows? Maybe mom and dad liked to swing back in the day and... somebody's sperm got through.
Wow. Any questions? What's his name?
Oh, are we going to
just call
Wow.
Sam. Somebody's got through the, behind the enemy lines.
I can't believe you say go to the dad. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, I think what he's saying is a guy would just go shut up about it. Yes, this is true, but don't destroy everybody else's life. A dad would reason with it, where the mom, if she's hiding it, would be much more defensive,
yeah,
and it might get out of control.
But don't you think the dad would be like... you're not my kid. Like, if really had no inkling of this, and then you told him, he wouldn't be angry?
I understand what you're saying, Sam. I understand what you're saying. Let's go to Chris. Chris, who's the douchebag?
Morning, Gretzky. Hey, the writer's the douchebag. If for no other reason than they're banking on one of those stupid DNA tests. Those things are so generic, they're a joke.
Yeah, you know, I don't even know how accurate those are. I don't even know. That's a good point.
I had one done my daughter gave me for my birthday, and it's just generic. You're from a particular region in Europe somewhere, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that's going to link that to this is my father or mother. It's
okay.
Ridiculous.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it. Thank you. I didn't thought of that perspective. Jason, hi. Who's the douchebag?
I'm going to go with the parents, only because the idea that this writer is 36 now, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, at some point, I mean, I've got a daughter that's a stepdaughter, but, you know, up until she was 10 years old, she didn't know.
Yeah.
And when she was 10, we told her,
mm-hmm,
hey, here it is. Now she's 21.
Yeah.
She's my daughter, plain and simple. She calls me dad.
Of course. And that's what I'm trying to say when, I mean, way blowing up the family. I mean, if you went through and you were raised right and you were taken care of, really consider blowing up the family over something that really isn't going to change a whole lot other than what you know on the inside to be
but
true.
You want to
Absolutely.
Know.
I believe they do know. But thank you for
and
the call.
And at this point now, if she goes or he or she blows out over Thanksgiving dinner, that's a different problem.
Yeah.
But initially, today one, parents.
I got to think they're not going to do it over Thanksgiving. That's just crazy.
Well, you got
that's
everybody
malicious.
There. You got
that's,
everybody there.
That's malicious.
It really goes down to
thank
the family
you.
Dynamics. I
thank
mean,
you.
If they were great parents, then they should, you know, the person should be able to sit down. Hey, mom, dad.
Yep.
This is what I got. What's the story?
Gotcha. Thanks, man. Let's go to Dave. Dave, who's the douchebag?
It's definitely the mom. She needs to let the kid find out who her father really is. This is crazy. I mean, if it happened to anybody, you don't want to know who your father is, regardless of how you were brought up.
Oh,
as far as I'm concerned.
Nobody's disagreeing with that, Dave. Let me ask you this. Is it possible that she may not know? She may actually fully believe that father number two is this kid's dad, or guy's dad. It is possible.
Well, she did the DNA test, and I know that other guy said that, you know, they're not reliable. I had one done, and I thought it was pretty reliable, and it gives you suggestions on who your family members are, and if they're not a family member, it's not going to come up as a family member.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
So I think it's the mom. I think she should tell her and confront her about it. Not in a malicious way, but just
right.
confront
I got
her
you.
About it.
I got you. I agree. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. One of the texts says, why does she have to shut up about it? It's her life.
Right.
She doesn't have to shut up about it. She can talk to the mom, but, you know,
the mom doesn't seem to be talking.
Yeah, she's asked a billion times.
You're affecting how many other lives with something that you may already have the answer to. Talk to your mom privately. All
answer,
I'm saying is don't make a, you know,
what
thing
answer
out
do
of
they have?
Huh?
What answer do they have?
The 97% British Isles who happens to be the guy that was
she wants
his
to
brother's
know,
father.
Maybe she wants to know who her father is.
I'm okay with that. I'm not saying she should know or he should know. I'm just saying, like he said, if you do it at the Thanksgiving table.
Oh well, no crap.
If you go talk to your mom privately,
yes,
and see what she says.
She has, and her mother has. Am I
said nothing?
Said nothing.
Yeah,
I joked with my mom.
You got to threaten her. Violence.
You know what I would do?
Wait a minute. I've joked with my mom for 20 years that I had another father, but she's been adamant all this time I was being silly. So stop joking about it.
Yeah.
And have a real conversation, not a joke, a real conversation. All right, let's go. Andre, who's the douchebag?
It's definitely the writer, Krejci. Honestly, all of this is being initiated by the writer. What does it really matter? The writer has parents that love her, him, whoever. What does it really matter? Okay, so great. What if you find out that, by chance, they're not your parents? Then what? The big Columbo search to try to find the lost mom or dad? Seriously, what's it really matter?
But
you're
what's
in a good
it really
family,
matter?
Your parents
your parents
to care
are?
About you? Let it go. It sounds like the writer is the one that has the problem.
Yeah. What does it matter?
Does,
yes,
yeah.
You want to know who your real parents are. And on the other end, this guy out there that is her father, or the real father, he may want to know that he's had a kid.
Yeah.
I get it, Andre.
Yeah, the person's just stirring the plot. What? Like you said, Krejci, what good will come of it?
I got gotcha.
You get to know and have a relationship with your father, your DNA, your the.
What is she? I mean, there are plenty of people I'm sure adopted stuff that don't want to know, but there are plenty of people that do. And how can you control that?
I don't know. I guess to me, biology. I don't know. You could be a biological dad and not be a dad at all.
But again, what if that dad doesn't even know he's your dad?
Yeah. Huh? I don't know. Let's go to Michael. Michael, I got 3-2, right?
3-2.
Michael.
Good morning.
Who's the douchebag?
The mother.
3-3. We're all knotted up. Let's go to Scott. Scott, who's the douchebag?
I'm going to say the mother, and for one reason. I also was adopted when I was a kid, and I didn't know my father until I was 20 years old, and I really don't have much of a relationship now. And the one thing I get asked all the time is family medical history, and she might, you know, she or he might be looking into something like that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might be. They didn't write that, but yeah, I mean, you could be right, but that would have come up. It would have been a medical issue. I think that would have definitely come up, but
well,
you could be right.
Well, it might not be a medical issue now, but yeah. It could be down the road.
You could be right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. All right, so I got
4-3.
I got 4-3 now. Let's go to Jay. Jay, who's the douchebag here?
The mother, without a doubt. She's got to settle this. She's got to do it tomorrow. You got to go in and napalm this.
No,
right there, out of the whole family, And then as all the fire is burning, you grab the best pie and leave. And that's it.
There it is. That's it right there.
You're the douchebag. Grab the best pie. You're the douchebag. You're the douchebag now.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe she doesn't know. Maybe she legitimately doesn't know, you know, and you're being silly. Stop it. You're being silly. I don't know. Who knows? There's a million unanswered questions here. Some of the text, just because it doesn't matter to you doesn't make it important. No one should get a free pass for dishonesty. I'm not saying, I'm just giving my opinion. That's all. It's giving my opinion based upon my interpretation of what the letter was. Family medical history is an important thing to be known. Mom's a douchebag. If mom knows. I'm not saying don't say something to mom. I'm saying say it privately, one-on-one. Have a discussion. Okay? Tell her what you found. Be honest about it. Do you deserve to know? Hell yeah, you do. Just don't blow everything up.
You're not saying blow it up and take the best pie when you leave?
No. I'm all about taking the best pie when you leave. Certainly, that's my M.O. You know what I mean? Has that apple crumble? Yeah, that's out. I'm taking that. The mom is a liar whore. You don't know that. Mom is a douchebag. Right. I bet I've slept with her too, friggin' whore. That's a good text.
Not true. Table's knocked over.
Correctly, the guy that said DNA tests are generic doesn't know what he's talking about. The test from Ancestry was able to tell who my mother was, father was, an uncle, a cousin were. Based on this, I can say at least one is quite accurate. DNA results. I had 23 and me and an ancestry test done at the same time. Two different companies, two very different results. Those companies are a scam.
Oh, boy.
The mom is the douchebag. The writer's obviously upset about it and went through many steps to find the truth. Honesty is always the best choice, regardless of how people interpret it. If you were in their shoes, you'd want to know the truth, too. I would. I'd also weigh how it was going to affect everybody around it, and then I would decide how I would approach it based on that. Not saying don't find the truth. Think the mom's a douchebag? You need to know your mom's your history, all that stuff. Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
There you go.
Hey, I hope you have a great weekend. And we will see you on Monday. Another big week. Got the Breeze in. More round trip tickets on Breeze Airways we're going to give away this week. And something really special coming up as well. We will see you then, 5:30 on Monday. Thanks for checking in on the Buzz Archive Friday.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.